This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Today on the TMZ Podcast. Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. It's Jason and Jamie from Monday Morning. Jamie, crazy things happening this morning with the Amy Robach and TJ Holmes situation on Good Morning America. Let us know what happened.
They are not on the air. So Kim Goodwin, the president of ABC, made the call. She said it is an internal and external distraction, and they are not going to be on their third hour of the show. I wish Harvey Levin was here today because I want to say, ha ha, told you so.
Yeah, no, you were saying this last week. So obviously, they've apparently had a relationship for some time. Last week, it comes out that the two anchors or hosts of Good Morning America
GM3, yes.
have had a relationship for some time. Now, they were both married. They both are either separated, they're in the throes of a divorce proceedings,
yes.
each of them independently. They say that the relationship was always above board, that they were separated from their respective spouses at the time that it started, but sort of irrelevant to all of us, except that they're on the most popular daytime show that there is, and people want to know.
Yes, and they can say what they want, and I'm not here to be bedroom police. I don't know their timeline. I do know it is messy as hell that we have a lot of pictures when they are, you know, training for the marathon together. They both have families. The breakup that they say is apparently they both told their spouses in August that it was done, and then September they got together. So there was no overlap, according to them.
I know there's a lot of people looking, and it's not, I mean, again, we're not bedroom police. People can do what they want to do if they want to cheat on their spouses. Who are we to, you know, whatever. But I do think that there is an argument that or a tether of truth to the idea that they knew they had feelings for each other for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they talked about those feelings. And it's possible that during the course of those feelings, they said, look, we don't want to cheat on anybody. We have to be honest. And if we're gonna start a relationship with one another, we need to go to our spouses before we do that.
Yes.
That's possible.
There had been rumblings for years that Amy had actually gone to HR a few years ago because there were rumors that they were having an affair then. She is saying they absolutely did not at the time. So she went to HR, said, I just want you to know this isn't true. You're probably hearing whispers in the hallway. Not true. But then years later, they apparently fell in love.
Or they were in love all along. Finally got the stones to actually.
So they had spoken to HR. Bob Iger had gotten involved, the CEO of Disney, which owns ABC.
Right.
He knew ahead of time. And last week, it seemed like things were fine, and they were two consenting adults in the same level of power. So there was nothing to deal with, and it was fine. So Friday they went on air, and in my opinion, they just leaned in way too hard. They thought they were so adorable. If we want to hear a little sound from the show.
Hey there, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to Jim A3. What you need to know on this Friday. You know, it's too bad it's Friday.
Is it?
It's been a great week. Just want this one to keep going and going and going. Just enjoy it.
Speak for yourself.
Take it all in.
I am very excited about the weekend. And I'm sure everyone else is, too. We all love our Fridays around here.
Like, shut up and kiss already. Gross.
Jesus, Jamie. And so that happens on Friday. It seems like they're going to, you know, this is precedented, right? That we have, what are their names? Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough on Good Morning Joe.
Yes.
They were also started a relationship when they were co-anchors of their show. And now they're married.
Were they married at the time? That's where this gets messy. It's one thing to fall in love with your anchor. That's a great story. I'm here for that. I don't find this adorable because there are families involved. There are children involved. It's not this beautiful romantic story. It's kind of yucky. And to sit there and think you're so darn cute is yucky.
So ultimately, at the bottom of this are allegations, suggestions, rumors, whatever, of adultery. Totally unfounded.
Mm-hmm.
Of adultery. There are kids involved. And they're now looking at mom and dad with their new loves that have sort of cast the families aside potentially. And a lot of people, a wholesome show like GMA is that appeals to a wide audience, might be looking at that going, what are you guys doing?
And that's my thing, that even if there was no overlap, there was no cheating, there are still two people whose lives are ruined. Kids who are going to have never have the same life at home again. And we're sitting here flirting over Fridays because you love Fridays.
Right.
Also, keep in mind, this is not E! News. Now, it is the third hour of Good Morning America. It's a little fluffier. There's some cooking shows, but it's still a news show.
Right.
And so I find it weird to just the whole thing. So Harvey, why I'm going so hard against Harvey, Harvey was like, they're two consenting adults and it is what it is. Well, clearly not, because they slept on it over the weekend in Kim Goodwin. Said, this is weird. This is a distraction. I'm not into this.
Yeah, well, I mean, both things can be right, right? I mean, Harvey at the end of the day is right. Who are we to judge what two consenting adults do? But at the same time, GMA's only concern is how many people are watching their show. And are they turning their audience off by having this sort of this relationship thrown in their face? And I think that you're right. It seems that the answer, as far as ABC is concerned, is that this is doing more harm than good. That the audience of GMA doesn't like this relationship for whatever reason. And we have to defer to their judgment. They're the ones that do the focus groups and see the numbers and count ratings day to day and receive the 10 zillion emails from their constituents and the whole thing.
It's got to be more than numbers, because I would imagine Friday was probably one of their highest rated shows of all time.
There's also, they made the decision for a business reason. It could be advertiser
concerns.
It could
be Disney.
Or it could be morality of Disney. Maybe.
And I don't think they need to
be fired. Maybe. That could be it.
I don't think they need to be fired, but I don't think it's a bad idea to press pause.
And you brought up an interesting, a good point that we should remark on. We had the situation 2-3 months ago with the coach of the Boston Celtics, Ime Udoka, who was in a long relationship with Nia Long, but he had an affair. They weren't married, but they had kids together, the whole thing. And he had an affair with a staffer of the Celtics. Now, that's different because the head coach of the Celtics, other than the general manager and the owner, is the highest position, arguably is the most powerful position in any organization. Is the head coach, any sports organization is the head coach, and he had an affair with a staffer. The power dynamic there is such the Celtics felt that they had to act, and they eventually permanently suspended him. He's now likely never coming back. This is two co-equal people, right? They're both anchors of the show. No one has power over the other. So from a purely sort of workplace HR perspective, there's no real problem here.
Yeah.
The problem simply is what's in the best interest of Disney. Might feel that it's not in their best interest. This is not, again, they have a very wholesome brand, obviously, and this is not very wholesome.
No, and it'll be interesting
You seem judgy about this whole thing.
I'm not. It was the Friday. I'm so darn cute.
Right.
I couldn't.
Right.
And then Harvey's Pollyanna outlook that like everything's fine and everyone they're in love and it's consensual and it's fine. I'm like, but things are deeper than that sometimes.
They are. But
I'm
like
not judgy. I'm gonna get over it. Yeah. I'm gonna be okay.
Yeah. But like if Charles and I had an affair or something like that, right? Because we're there's no he's a senior to me, but that could happen.
You know, I felt bad for your kids for a minute, but then like to have Uncle Chuck move in would be pretty great.
Awesome.
So like they're gonna have the best Christmas ever. So they'd be okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, talking about maybe reunification on Christmas, let's transfer over to the Chrisleys. This is something you love, the Chrisleys.
I do. So the show's a car wreck. It always has been, but I'm first in line to watch it.
Right.
So yes, as we know, Todd and Julie go into prison, and they have custody of their granddaughter, Chloe. Chloe is the daughter of their son, Kyle, who is not on the show, but, Kyle has had a long history of problems, everything from addiction to he went to prison, a lot of, methamphetamine issues.
Issues.
Yeah. And had when he was with the girlfriend, according to the mother of Chloe, he was very abusive while she was pregnant. So big old mess. So they had custody of Chloe because after they split and Kyle had his issues, her mother was arrested. I believe she fraudulently got on Medicaid and got food stamps.
Just back up, because I want to make sure that I'm clear. So Todd and Julie are the grandparents of this little girl named
Chloe.
Chloe's parents are Todd's son,
Kyle,
mm-hmm. and a woman
named Angela.
Okay. Yes. Kyle and Angela had a fraught relationship. Kyle goes off into the wilderness. Angela has had legal issues herself, therefore lost custody mm-hmm. of Chloe.
Yes.
Chloe has been raised by Todd and Julie and is a prominent player in the television show.
Yes.
Todd and Julie are now going to prison for a long, long time.
Yep.
What's going to happen to Chloe? The dad's out of the picture. The mom wants custody. Currently, custody resides with Todd and Julie's mm-hmm. Adult daughter, whose name is
Savannah.
Did I get that all right?
That was pretty good.
Holy
and you wonder why I watch the show.
No,
like, listen to what you just said.
Fascinated.
So Savannah,
That's
their adult daughter. She's yeah. going to have custody of her 16-year-old brother, Grayson, who lives in the home with Chloe. They are raised as siblings for all intents and purposes.
Okay.
So the plan was for Savannah to take over for Chloe. Now the mom's getting involved and she wants to have the child back. The question is, what is best for the child?
Right. And so the mom, Angela, she's been in trouble with the law for a long time. I feel like the Dukes of Hazzard song, The Trouble with the Law. No,
nothing. No. The only Dukes of Hazzard I know is Jessica Simpson's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Me too. So she's fraught with problems.
But different kind of legal issues than Kyle.
No. Kyle's a criminal.
Yes.
She's just a woman who fell on some hard times. Well, I mean, look, she committed crimes as well. But
I also don't know. There are some missing years. I don't know where she's been.
Right.
And she's saying that it has a lot to do with the Chrisleys have moved around a lot. And it's just been a logistical nightmare for her to get a lawyer. And
so courts will always typically defer. And the default is that a parent of a child gets custody unless there's a compelling reason why they shouldn't. And often that question is always phrased as what's in the best interest of the child. But that said, the default is, again, to go back to the mom. So if the mom can establish that she's in a good place now, she's cleaned herself up, she's working, she's got income, she can afford the kid, all that stuff, then chances are she will get it. Now, Savannah's going to come forward and say, I'm a much more stable presence. I'm also family, right? Mm-hmm. She's the step.
She would be the aunt.
The aunt, sorry, right.
Yeah.
She's the aunt of Chloe. And she says, I can provide a more stable relationship. I got to say, Angela's got the burden to establish that she is capable of raising this child, both emotionally, legally, and financially capable. But if she can do that, she's going to get the kid. She's the mom.
So over that, this kid, I mean, she's been there since, I want to say, she was 3 or 4.
Yeah.
All she's ever known, and the mom, just because she is the mother.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, anytime the kid is not with living parents, it is a temporary situation waiting for the parents to get the kid back. That's always the way the law looks at it. It may not. Now, we say the best interest of the kid, but again, the default is the parent. And it's just that's the way things work. Now, there's a lot of factors here, many of which I don't know, obviously not being that familiar with the show. And we all don't know. There's got to be a factual presentation about this mom and how her life is. And the court's going to look at somebody who's been in trouble with the law, with the jaundiced eye potentially. But if she can establish she's capable of taking care of the kid, the kid's going to go back to her. It's just the parents get kids. And we sometimes it's not the best situation, but that's the default. Parents get their kids.
Okay, first, I've never heard the term jaundiced eye. So
really?
Number one,
jaundiced eye?
Ew. Get under a light. Gross. But two, I am going to kind of flop on my original stance, because these Todd and Julie are not going to prison for 6 months.
Right.
This is a long time.
Yeah.
This kid is 10. No matter what, this is devastating. But she's young enough to have a new normal, that if she does go with her mother, Angela, and she really is a stable, normal human being, she can have a good childhood still. And obviously, this is going to be, she's going to be a little messed up. This is pretty terrible. But 10, you have your whole, you know, high school, middle school years.
You do. She's still a young kid. The whole question is going to be how this mom is doing. I mean, it's, you know, people clean up their acts all the time. So hopefully she's in a good place and can take care of these kids. I do wonder, you know, but that, again, it's all going to come down to a factual investigation, which Savannah, if she is eager to maintain custody, how old is she?
She's, I believe, 25.
That's a hell of a life for a 25-year-old, raising your 16-year-old and 10-year-old siblings.
Yes.
Or sibling and then niece.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a life for her. But Savannah, from all indications, has her stuff together, and she's going to be a good parent to these kids. We'll just have to see where this mom stands. It's a really sad situation by taking a kid out of everything they've known for 10 years, but you got to defer to the parent. That's the way our system is set up. I don't know.
I honestly think it's worse for the 16-year-old Grayson.
Right.
Like, he doesn't have any magical mom that's going to come in on a horse and rescue him.
Right, but it's his sister?
Yeah.
It's his sister? I don't know.
You want to listen to your sister when you're 16 years old?
No, not so much.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, mom and dad are in prison.
Yeah.
So Todd got, what, 19 years, and Julie got 16 years? And these are federal sentences, too. They're not getting them shortened. And so that's the amount of time they're going to be serving. It's brutal.
Wow. Right.
Real quickly, you excited about the Harry and Meghan documentary?
Oh, my
out?
God.
Yeah.
Yes, I live for this.
They're going to badmouth the queen. They're going to badmouth everybody.
I am here for it. I love it. Oh, the trailer dropped. The full trailer dropped this morning. And, oh, my God. You hate Meghan, don't you?
I hate Meghan. I hate Harry more.
Really?
Now, it's become that. You do not, no matter, unless, I was going to say no matter how bad things get. Maybe that's an overstatement. Almost no matter how bad things get, you don't turn against your family, the people that raised you, and talk this kind of crap against
them. But they didn't raise him. That's what you're... institution.
He had a father and a mother, and they care about him by all indications. His father's very strange. I get that.
About the mom. That's why he's mad. He loves his mom.
I know, but his mom died. Parents had a horrible relationship. His mom died in a horrible accident. I don't know. I just don't. I'm a Godfather guy. You just don't turn against the family. You never turn against the family.
Will you watch?
Yeah.
Okay.
With bated breath.
Okay.
Yeah, embarrassed to say it, but I will.
In a jaundiced eye.
In a jaundiced eye. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.